He sat down, wrapped his tail around his body, and began licking his front paw with long strokes of his tongue.
It hurts to be left out, doesn't it?
I wouldn't know about that, Pete. For your information, the head of ranch security is wired into everything that happens on this. I stuck my nose in his face. What are you getting at? Is there some point to this conversation, or are you merely wasting my time?
We cats are very observant, Hanky. We notice little details.
Hurry up.
We notice little details such as a cow dog who isn't invited to help with the cow work.
I've already told you.
Then a long face and a look of deepest despair.
Lies, Pete. He looked at me with his weird yellow eyes.
They left you out, Hanky. And now you're feeling worthless and unwanted.
A growl began rumbling in the depths of my throat. And in the back of my mind, I could hear the voice of Data Control.
Target is acquired, and the weapon is ready for launch. Stand by for countdown.
Every muscle in my enormous body was tense and ready for the launch.
3, 2, 1.
I buried the little snot under the missile of my body. I mean, I rolled him up in a ball. But you know, the funny thing about cats is that they never stay buried for long. So it came as no surprise, no great shock, that he managed to wiggle out of the grasp of my grasp and buzzsawed my face with his claws. But that merely poured gasoline upon the embers of my righteous anger and made me even more determined to... A guy forgets how much damage a sniveling little cat can do with those claws, but the important point is that I bulled my way through his defensive measures, took my lumps, and kept trucking, sending the kitty army into blind, cowardly retreat. I chased him for 20 yards and ran him up a chinaberry tree. It was beautiful, delicious, poetry in motion, a magnificent symphony of pure dogness. I'm not sure the security division had ever known triumph on such a grand scale. Standing at the base of the tree, I looked up and yelled, "And let that be a lesson to you."
Enjoy the roundup, Hanky.
I will, and you enjoy the tree. And with that stinging reply, I marched away from the tree, leaving Kitty Kitty sitting in the rubble of his own shovels. Shambles. Sitting in the ramble of his own shambles. Sitting in the rubble of his own fooey. The point is that I had delivered the cat another humiliating defeat, and no dog could have been prouder. I held my head at a triumphant angle, and my nose was killing me. I sat down near the saddle shed and felt a cloud of gloom moving across my mind. Not only had I been cut out of the roundup work, but the cat had almost cut off my nose. Things had gone from bad to awful. Just then, Drover walked up. What? He stared at the scars on my nose.
Gosh, what happened?